Biden approves more oil and natural gas permits than previous administration. In an irony that's certainly not lost on me, only a few days after the International Climate Summit in Scotland, which we all know was more of a dog and pony show, the Biden administration auctioned off the right to drill offshore for 1.7 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico. That's right, more oil drilling in the ocean. The auction only netted the government $191 million, a mere pittance compared to how much the oil companies will make off of said leases. New Justice Department documents, particularly a memo, shows that the administration has been fibbing when it comes to if they should or were forced to provide the auction. The Biden administration insisted that the court was ordering them to do the sale, blaming agreements made during the Trump administration. A Justice Department document says, and I quote, "While the order enjoins and restrains the Department of Interior from implementing the pause on lease sales, it does not compel the Interior to take the actions specified by plaintiffs, let alone the urgent timeline specified in the plaintiff's contempt motion." In other words, the oil companies suing to maintain Trump's sale did not need to force the administration to sell at all, let alone as immediately as they did. This is also adjacent to the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees federal lands, approving an average of 336 drilling permits per month in 2021. That's up more than 35% from when Trump took office in 2017. Under Biden, we have now seen the peak permit level at 652 in April 2021, and now since have been falling about or around 300 per month since July. One might wonder, with oil and gas industries posting such huge profits, why it is that we are continually offshoring and subsidizing these companies to drill and pollute. Just to give some perspective, the U.S. government has lost up to $12.4 billion in revenue in the past decade due to below-market royalty rates, which these companies benefit from. This is not to say that Biden is better than Trump. Comparisons are quite moot when they both work for the same special interests. And such as to say that during the Trump administration, the oil and gas industry leased so many millions of acres of public lands for exploitation that they've actually stockpiled thousands of permits for future drilling at least 10 years worth of leases. So further purchasing of land that is currently happening in leases is for a period we should be downsizing our fossil fuel dependency, not continuing to ramp it up. Some perspective, public lands make up about 8% of all U.S. oil production and about 9% of all gas production, with roughly about 26 million acres of land leased for those purposes. The majority of these are in just a handful of states: Wyoming, New Mexico, Utah, Alaska, Colorado, and Montana. However, the shift is now happening in which New Mexico oil and gas drilling has soared, where the Bureau of Land Management has approved nearly five times as many drilling permits for New Mexico in 2020 than it did in 2017. New Mexico's drilling industry is based in the Permian Basin, which has been an oil boom spot since the fracking industry had discovered new means of technology to extract the oil. Furthermore, and important to note, producing and consuming fossil fuels on federal land causes about a quarter of all American greenhouse gas emissions. Emissions that the president has a broad and overwhelming authority to limit or expand, where this administration seems, even though they have avenues, willing all to expand. One thing is for certain and is completely boiling my blood is the fact that there is no need to be subsidizing such lucrative and profitable industries that only pollute with no expense. And in a way, the federal government is the very reason why these companies exist and maintain such huge profit margins. One might ask then, with climate and so much rhetoric surrounding it being the mainstay of everything from Build Back Better all the way throughout to the budget proposal, what actually is being done at the tangible level and means that they can control? Or is it all just a shadow theater in order to suit better interests going forward? Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.